William Boeing is the oldest living resident of Money Island in New Jersey. He remembers a time when there was a wide beach in front of his home. Now workers are helping him replace the small sand embankment that was washed away by Hurricane Sandy last year. He says neither the storm damage nor the encroaching sea will make him leave his home.
I'm here to start. I love it here. This is my roots. I have some problems with the being here at my age. I'm 85. And where am I going to go?
Money Island is not an island. It's a small village of modest homes and trailers in the wetlands of southern New Jersey where the Delaware River meets the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes, that's where they are, Gandy's and Money.
Mayor Robert Campbell says ever since Hurricane Sandy, there seems to be a concerted effort by regulatory agencies to force residents to move away from the coastline. Houses located in flood zones must now be elevated. He says the county is imposing stricter sewage and septic standards, forcing residents to spend thousands of dollars to upgrade their systems.
I don't know what their agenda is, but they are using all the regulatory powers that they have to scare and intimidate people along the bay and make them want to sell out to programs like Blue Acres.
Blue Acres is a state program to buy houses in flood zones. Renee Brecht with the environmental organization, the American Littoral Society, has been urging many in Money Island to move. She's against government spending millions of dollars to protect a small number of houses from rising sea levels.
I mean, you can put up big seawalls and so forth, but those things a lot of times will not only cost an enormous amount of money for taxpayers, but they also will only be a short-term solution. So 20, 30 years down the road, you're back in the same position.
Breck says she would like to make much of the Bay Area a natural preserve, like the Nature Conservancy's restoration project in nearby South Cape May. That project received some government funding and turned 86 hectares of abandoned homes into a wildlife habitat that protects the community from storms like Sandy. Adriana Zito Livingston is a project coordinator with the Nature Conservancy.
So the dune actually held, which was wonderful, and protected the local town from the stormwater coming in, the storm surge.
She says it will cost $35 million to maintain the Cape May Preserve over the next 50 years, which leaves many in Money Island wondering why it is worthwhile to spend millions to return these areas to nature, but not to help the people who live there. Brian Patton, VOA News, Money Island.